Welcome to our evening service. I welcome you to Romford Baptist Church Online as you join us together to worship and praise God this evening. My name is Vicky. I'm one of the ministers here, and Judy will later this evening share further on God's Word, where we continue our series on creation, particularly focusing tonight on day three, where God created the dry ground and the plants. And in a sense, to kind of tie in with all of that, we are reminded that we've really not celebrated harvest in any particular way other than maybe just prayers or one or two other parts of our church services over the last couple of months. But tonight we're going to have the opportunity to sing a couple of our favourite harvest hymns. And we're going to do that in just a moment. But before we do, I'm going to read a couple of verses from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. And it tells us, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful acts." I wonder, what are we going to give thanks to God for today? What are we going to tell others about the wonderful acts that he's done, make known among the nations, it said, about all that he has done? And as we look across our world, we realize that God is touching and transforming lives, not just here, but across our world, where Christians are being encouraged and are facing opposition and yet continuing to proclaim God's love. And in our own lives, we know of the transformation that is taking place within us as God continues his work. And so we have so much to be thankful for. Maybe it's the roof above our head or our family. Maybe it's for laughter. There's so many things we could list now. As we have our first song, "Come Ye Thankful People Come," let's indeed give thanks to God, praise his name, and sing of all that he has done for us. Let us pray. Father God, we do indeed just want to say thank you. Thank you for the way you bless us day in, day out. Thank you for the way that we always know when we call out to you, you are there and you are listening. Thank you for the way that you touch our lives, for the way that you encourage us, that you are our shepherd and our guide. You provide us with the food that we eat. Father, forgive us when we do not remember those who struggle to get food. But Lord, we thank you for the food that we have eaten this day. We thank you that you bless us in so many different ways. And as we have sung our thanks to you, as we have proclaimed all that you have, and we have maybe seen gathered in, maybe in our own gardens or across the fields, or as we've seen the produce in our shops, we thank you that you are a God of plenty and that you love us. In all that we offer tonight, Lord, we do it from a glad and grateful heart. Amen. Psalm 65 are some wonderful words, and they start at verse 4. "Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds. God, our Saviour, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farther seas, who form the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain. So you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing." As we just think about some of those wonderful verses, we are reminded that there are seasons. There is spring and summer, autumn and winter. And each season has a purpose, and God uses each season to grow and to flourish and to bear fruit. And we know that there are some countries in our world where they don't have that opportunity, and yet they can still be thankful. We can all be thankful for all that we have, all the little we have, because in it all, we are never on our own. God is there, our Saviour, the hope of all the ends of the earth. Wherever we are this evening, let us continue to worship as we sing, "Come, now is the time to worship." And as we have come before him, we have declared that he is the God of the morning and the evening, of the fruits and the crops and all that he has created. And we're going to continue as we sing our praises to him who is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Hello. We recognize that Christmas and Advent's not going to quite be in the way that we have been used to over the last few years. So we're this year trying to do something really creative, and we need your help. The first way we need your help is to produce 4 Advent challenges. Now, you'll know that if you're involved with the challenges that we did at the beginning of lockdown for the first 3 or 4 months, you all had the opportunity to send in messages or pictures or photographs working to a particular theme. And so, yes, we know it's not yet Advent, it's not yet December, but we are wanting to work in advance to try and balance the workload that goes on. And so, if you can send in photographs only at this time, to work towards 4 different themes. One theme will be shown over each Advent Sunday. The themes are love, joy, peace and hope. So if you can think of any photograph that you've taken or that you know fits within that theme, and it has to be a photograph that you've not taken from the internet, it's a photograph that you know that you've taken or that you have managed to obtain, where it's maybe from a friend that kind of they've taken a photograph and it will work to that theme, to the themes of love, joy, hope and peace. Please send them through. You can start sending them through to the normal contact details that you've sent them through before and that are hopefully going to show on screen either immediately or in a short while. And we look forward to seeing what photos and pictures you can come up with that fit into those 4 themes. Now, another option that we have is we recognize that sometimes we like to go out and about. It's one of the things that we know is really good for us. And so we're wanting to set up a Christmas treasure trail. And we're looking particularly for 10 to 15 people who are willing to put a picture, an A4 picture in their window that people can see from the street. And we're ideally looking for people who live between kind of the church and the traffic lights up past Parkside on Main Road, stretching across to where kind of Gideon Park station is on Balgors Lane and running down maybe to Carlton Road and then back along to this area. So this kind of area around the church. And we're looking for you to be able to, 10 to 15 people of you being able to put up a picture that will spell out a Christmas message that people can go around either in families or in support bubbles or as individuals, no matter whatever age you are. You can do it all in one go, or you can do it over the course of 2 or 3 days. And there'll be a sheet that will be produced, and you can collect up not only the letters to form a Christmas message, but also you need to do some counting along the way as you collect different images together. And so that's going to be over a fortnight period in December. And if you're able to help by putting one of those pictures in your window on a street side so it can be seen clearly from the street, please do let us know using the contact details. And last of all, we are really trying to do something that other people who pass the church can see from outside. And we're looking to put together for what we've termed scarecrow costume figures of the Nativity. Now, there's a few pictures that hopefully that will give you some idea as to what they could look like. And we need these figures to be, if it's an adult figure, to be about 180 centimetres tall or 6 foot in old money. If you potentially need to use maybe some of the church costumes for the Christmas, then please do let us know. But obviously we're looking for a Mary and a Joseph and some angels and some shepherds. And we're hoping over the course of the Advent period to have this displayed at the front of the church so that it can be seen from the bus stops and from people travelling past and walking by the front of the church, so that we can visually say to all those who pass by what Christmas means to us. So several different ways that you can get involved. Hopefully early in the week, or in maybe it's already been out and we've circulated it, there are more details available. So keep an eye open, send in your photos, send them in as soon as possible. If you can help with putting a picture in your home, please let us know. And also, if you are able to join in with the what we've called the Scarecrow Nativity, please register an interest. And we're going to potentially find someone who might be able to work with you to give you some advice, and there'll be some instructions. And hopefully, we look forward to seeing what happens. Hopefully you have received your notice sheet and you'll know very much the rhythm of our week. We have the two Sunday services. We have the opportunity to gather again on a Wednesday here in the building. And we do ask for both Sunday and Wednesday that you do pre-book. It is really helpful for us to know how many people are coming into the building in advance so that we can make sure that we have all the right things in place. And so please do rebook, please do book rather, to enable that to happen. Of course, on Tuesdays, our prayer meetings continue on Zoom, as does on Wednesday our character course sessions, Wednesdays at RBC. All the details are in your notice sheet. If you haven't got one, do contact the church office and we'll make sure that you get to find out all that is going on. Very much the other information is within our notice sheet. And for those of you who particularly have wondered and celebrated in the past the light party, this year it's going to be slightly different, inevitably, with COVID instructions or COVID restrictions. But there is the opportunity to join in with a light treasure hunt that is taking place in Chadwell Heath. And the church there is welcoming us to go and join with them. And details are, again, in the notice sheet. If there's anything that you need to find out more about, do please contact us. We continue to give thanks for all that the offerings that you continue to give. And we recognize that we do that in a whole variety of ways. But in all the ways that we do it, God seeks to bless all that we give. And so we come in prayer. Father God, we thank you that we can give to you. We thank you that as we enjoy the opportunity to meet in this place, that, Lord, that is done because people are willing to give. As, Lord, we continue to support the work of the food bank, that, Lord, that is through to the generosity of people who give. As we look through our week and we see all that is happening, we recognize your hand at work through the provision that we are able to give to you and how you can turn that into a blessing and an abundance for others. And Lord, as we seek to support your work here and with our partners abroad, Lord God, may all that we bring to you be given out of a thankful heart, recognizing that you can use our little to produce something much more mighty and powerful, because your hands are the hands that do amazing things. Amen. We continue now as we continue in prayer, particularly focusing on peace and unity. And these prayers have been adapted by those found in Patterns and Prayers. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we indeed thank you for all that you give to us. As Lord, our theme this evening will be focusing in on the dry ground and the plants that you created all those years ago at the beginning of time. Lord, we thank you for all that you bless us with. But we also pray for those who have no harvest to celebrate, who have no crops to gather, no labour to pursue. We pray for those who live on land that is too hard to farm, who are scratching out a living in a hostile soil amidst rocky ground and scorching earth. And we are reminded of that parable that your son taught his disciples and the crowd who listened about the soil that fell amongst the weeds and amongst the hard soil. Father God, we bring before you those who scratch no living from the earth, and where the whole world seems to squeeze the life from their bodies. And in the quiet, we bring them before you now. And as we think about those who are struggling to survive because of the world in which they live and the way that we have treated the world, we pray too for those who have had to leave their homes, driven out by war or because they've been forced to become refugees, aliens dependent on others. We pray for those without work, for women and men who've been made redundant by changing needs, and we particularly think about those who have been impacted by the situation with COVID at this time, not just here in this town or in this country, but across our world. Father God, we know that as a result of that, children are living off their wits in the streets of sprawling cities. People are having to do things they would never dream of doing in order to keep a roof over their house, over their heads. Father, we pray for those who are facing mental anguish and domestic violence. Lord, put your hand of protection on, we pray, and pray for our emergency services as they seek to protect those who come to them who are vulnerable, who are trafficked, who have so little. We pray for those who have no energy to praise, whose bread is bitterness and whose water is tears. And in the quiet, we bring those situations before you now. Our loving Heavenly Father, we recognize that we are far from perfect. We haven't always treated your world well. Even by the choices we make and the food that we buy that comes and shipped from all over the world. By the rubbish that we throw away and the litter we drop. We pray for the way that we treat others with a disdain or out of our own selfishness, rather than recognizing they too are your children, your creation. They too need to know our love and the love that we can share with you. We pray that, Lord, you will give us a vision of your justice as well as of charity. We pray that you will strengthen our readiness to change as well as to help others. Lord, sometimes it's easy to help, but sometimes it's much harder to change. Thank you for the character course, for helping us to think about the way that we relate one to another. Help us as we work through that course together, that as a result of being in conversation with one another, our characters will indeed change us to become more like you. Help us in the choices that we make and the foods that we eat and the things that we buy and the way we dispose and discard items day by day, so that we are more responsible. We are more intentional about treating your world as you would have us do. And in the quiet, we ask for your forgiveness and for your help in the days ahead. And loving Heavenly Father, we know there are so many who need a touch from you, people who we know in our own church setting, but also those across our town, our world, those who are named in our notice sheet, and those who we just hold close in our heart. Father God, forgive us when we fail to take praying for them and their situations seriously enough. Forgive us when we just go through our life in our busyness and in our bustle, forgetting those for whom time is long and loneliness is rife. In the quiet, we bring before you all those who we know and those who are named, and we ask, Lord, that you will touch them. And Father God, we do indeed just bring before you our government and the governments of the world. The way that they relate one to another, the way they are seeking to form a response to COVID, the way that they are seeking to support those who are being impacted negatively day in, day out. Lord, as we seek to look after ourselves, help us to realise it's not just about us, but it's about our whole creation, your whole creation, the world in which we live. Father God, help people who are in positions of authority to not think about themselves and their own powers, but Lord, to think about the people that they are responsible for caring for. Help them in the decisions that they make and in the way that information is shared. Help them, Lord, as we offer our prayers for them in the quiet now, as we bring them before you. And loving God, we thank you. We thank you for your mighty acts in creation, for the way that you redeemed the world through the sending of your Son down to earth and the death of his death upon the cross. We offer ourselves to you in gratitude. We pray we may serve you and our fellow men and women with joy and bringing a message of hope and a message of all that you have and love them for who they are. Father God, may we be faithful to the calling you have placed on our lives, because we know what it is to know you living in our lives day by day. And we thank you for your support and your encouragement and your peace and your presence and all that you give to us day by day. We can come and we ask these things in and through the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Lord's Prayer that we say together now is, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our reading this evening is in Genesis chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. And God said, Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so. And the land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their kind, and trees bearing fruit according with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. Before we hear God's word, we're going to sing once more. Hallelujah.
Good evening. We shall continue the series on creation. And we are focusing on the activity of the third day. And this is covered in Genesis chapter 1, verses 9 to 13, which has been read to us. I will be sharing with you what God has laid on my heart as I was preparing the message. Because when the pastor gave me this topic, dry ground and plants, I said, it looks a bit dry. And I tried to read it. I also went into the commentaries. And again, it's so dry. And I was beginning to think, I think I may have to go back to the pastor perhaps. I don't know what to say here. But then I spoke. I began to pray and speak with God. And these are some of the things that God laid on my heart regarding these four passages or four verses that dwelt with the theory of creation. At the start of creation, we read of the confusion because the scripture says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the surface of the earth. Which means this is a complete disorderliness. And what did God do? God brought light and separated light from darkness. He called light day and darkness night. On day two, God also went ahead and separated the firmament from waters. Up till this point, you will know that the power of the Creator had been employed about the upper part of the visible world. And from day three, he started to work on the lower world, which he has designed for the children of men, both for their habitation and their maintenance. So God settled the upper part of the visible world first before coming down to the lower world. This is the first thing that caught my attention, children of God. I said to myself, no wonder Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. He settled the upper things first before coming to the lower, before coming down to the lower world. So, which means in terms of priority, things, God settled the upper things before coming down to the lower things. I think that speaks to me, and it speaks to you as a child of God. What are the upper things that you have held on to? If it is not anything that has to do with the kingdom of God, if it is not anything that has to do with God, that should be uppermost. I think you need to revisit your plans or your priorities. Now, on the third day, the scripture says, God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered into one place and ordered dry land to appear. On this third day, there were two creative arts. One, the separation of the sea and the earth, and two, the creation of the vegetable world. Starting from day one, God, there is a word that comes very often. Day one, there was separation, and that is light and darkness. Day two, there was separation, and that is firmament and water. And day three, again, there is separation between waters and dry ground. And even if you go to day four, there is still separation. What is God telling us there? God is a God of orderliness. He has a plan. And each time he finishes the day's work, God always have a review and he makes a conclusion. God in creation moved things from a position of confusion, of disorderliness, into something that has purpose, meaning, and orderliness. What is that telling us? For God to be able to work in us, is there anything we need to separate from? Abraham had to be separated from Lot for the purpose to be fulfilled. In the midst of confusion of day one, in the midst of confusion, day two, day three, and even day four, God was separating in order to bring out orderliness and to bring out a purpose. Is there anything we need to be separated from? Maybe those friends, maybe those habits, maybe those fleshly desires that bring into our lives confusion, disorderliness, that makes our life not to be in accordance with God's purpose. The scripture says, God said, and it happened. Will you allow God's word in your life? God is saying, allow me to come into your life. Allow me in. I will sort it out. Is it messy? Leave it for me. And allow me to do it. God is still our God. And he still creates something out of nothing. He still creates something out of nothing. So as I mentioned earlier, on day three, there were two creative acts: the separation of the sea and the earth, and two, the creation of the vegetable world. So, in the first creative act, instead of the confusion which existed when the earth and the water were mixed in one great mass, there was now an order. And by such a separation, both were rendered useful. The earth was rendered useful, and then we have the sea, which is also very useful. No wonder in Psalm 104 verses 5 to 7, it says, you lay the foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At your rebuke, they fled. At the voice of your thunder, they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys to the place which you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over. This is the psalmist echoing what happened in Genesis. When I was studying further, I read where the geologists gave a probable theory as to the three separation. And they said the separation was caused both by depression and elevation. So, the depression, whereby you have the sea going further down, and therefore all the water is going in there, And then the elevation, the dry ground coming forth. But whichever theory is attributed, all I knew is that God, by separating the sea and earth, he started to prepare for man and other land animals, or simply living creatures that will live on land. The earth was prepared for the habitation and support of man and various others of other land animals, and the waters for the still more numerous tribes of living creatures formed to abide and seek their sustenance in the seas, lakes, and rivers. The dry land became visible after God commanded waters to be gathered into their special place. And both the dry ground that appeared and the waters that gathered into their special place are useful. And God named them. The gathering of the waters as seas and the dry ground as the earth. So, I won't be surprised, and I wasn't surprised when in Psalm 24, King David says, "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters." The dry ground, as we see today, consists of soil, sand, rock, and we can see the beauty of God's creation. And it is only by separation that this beauty came alive more. Have you noticed something? That there is nothing useless in what God created. There is no useless thing from God's creation. So you are not useless. There is no useless thing from God's creation. So you are not a useless man. You are not a useless woman. God values you. You are beautifully created. And God started to make choices for man. I may not like water because I cannot swim, but those who can swim can go into the sea. I may not like the rocks because I don't like rock climbing, but we have people who are rock climbers and they get fascinated when they see rocks with very good eyes. You may not like the sands, but if there is no sand, where would be buildings today? If there is no sand, are we going to have houses? So you can see, everything God created has a purpose. He has a plan for it. And God gave man varieties because he so much loved us. If God can be this careful for us, what is it that we are giving him back in return? Let's look at verses 11 and 12. Then God said, "Let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants and trees on the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds." And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seeds according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. So, after God said, let there be the dry ground, and the dry ground appear. What happened? It caused it to produce vegetation. And God commanded fruitfulness of the land. Commanded the land to produce vegetation. And you can see, I can remember when I studied ecosystem in biology, you could see the type of interaction between insects, plants, animals, even man, and even the dry ground. What an awesome God. As a child of God, God commanded fruitfulness. God commanded fruitfulness. Are you fruitful? And what types of fruit do you bear? This is a question for you and I. God cares for you. He has a plan. Even before he formed man, he planned ahead for you and I. And he also commanded fruitfulness. So what are we doing to keep what God has created? Everything working together for good. And where God created it, when he made the review at the end of the day, he said, it was good. And that is the last bit. Do we have time to review our life? God did this on a daily basis. On day one, after creation, he looked at it, reviewed it, and he made a conclusion. Day two, same thing. Day three, same thing. And he did that till the end of day seven. So, as children of God, do we have time to review what we do on a daily basis? Do we have time? And when we do our review, what is the yardstick with which we review? I would rather encourage us to review our daily activities in line with God's words. What is it that I have done today that perhaps is not in line with God's plan or in line with God's words? So that the next day I can make a better plan with God. So for day three, if I'm going to round, as I round off now, we could see, I said at the beginning, God started from day one up till day four. Each day there was separation in order to bring orderliness, in order to bring purpose. From a confused state, there was separation. If your life is messy, or you are in a confused state, or you are not where you think you should be, God may be talking to you that there is need for separation. God cares for you. God loves you. He makes plans ahead even before you were formed. He knew everything you would do in life. And by the way, God does not need you. He does not need us in creation. But He gave everything to us as a big gift. Why will you not surrender to Him? Why will you not submit to Him? He loves you. He loves you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Judy, for bringing God's word to us this evening. And as our service comes to an end, we are able once again to sing our other really really lovely harvest song, one that I have really missed singing this year, and I'm glad that we can do so now. We plow the fields and scatter. Thank you for joining with us this evening. And as we go into whatever our week looks like, we go knowing that God's abundance and blessing and provision continues to be with us in all the days ahead. And so may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, both now and forevermore. Amen. And the song that we will have as we conclude our time together and as computers get turned off is Sing to the Lord with All of Your Heart. See you next week.